All right, guys. Everybody good and full this morning?
Yes, sir.
Not getting there.
Oh, awesome. Keep working on it. Well, man, thank you guys for being here. I just want to open us in a quick word of prayer before we get started this morning. And two, in case you didn't get to meet them, my mom and dad are here this morning. I can honestly say without them, I would not be here. All right, so we're thankful for them. Also, my good friend Stephen here came to visit. These guys have all been praying for you, praying for us as God is growing this thing. And so, man, just having them out here means the world today. And so, thank you guys for being here. I just want to open this in prayer, and we'll get started in the Word this morning, okay? Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We've already thanked you for this beautiful weather. But God, I just thank you again for just a cooler day. A nice day to hang out. And God, we just, as we pray every week, we really believe that you're building a family of God out here. God, from all different walks of life, you're bringing people together. All things maybe different in our life, but Father, the one thing in common is your son Jesus and his love for us. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for what you're doing here. God, I pray especially for today. I've been praying for this day, knowing the story that was coming up in Scripture. And God, just your desire to speak to people's hearts this morning. Speak to my heart, Father, just to remind me of how great your love is for me in spite of what I do. In spite of what I've done, in spite of what I will do, Father, your love is great. Your mercy is great. Your grace is great. And we thank you for all these things. My prayer has been leading up today that if someone doesn't know the love of the Father, that today would be the day, Father, that they encounter you, that you would run to them, that you would greet them with a kiss, you would hug them. And tell them, my son, my daughter who was lost is now found. That's my prayer. For those of us that know this story, for those of us that know you, Father, my prayer is that we would just fall more in love with you today, understanding how much you absolutely adore us and love us and look at us as the pinnacle of your creation. And all these things we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I want to read from God's word this morning, man. I'm fired up this morning. I want to be honest.
Yes.
We've been reading, going through these parables and just really excited about where it has us today. Jesus was at this banquet. We know this story, and he's got all these people kind of pressing in. We talked about that last week, and he begins to tell about two stories. He begins to tell about a lost sheep. Remember that? He said, what good shepherd wouldn't leave the 99 to go and find the one that was lost? That's the kind of God that we serve. He said he would go after and he would seek after this lost one. And then last week we talked about this woman who had 10 coins and she lost one of them, right? And said she began to search frantically. It wasn't just, oh my goodness, I lost a coin and going about her business. This was her livelihood. This was a big deal. And it said that she searched frantically, right? We even talked about she lifted the sofa cushions. She was looking everywhere. And it says when she found this coin, that she celebrated greatly. She called her friends and family. This coin that was lost is now found.
Amen.
And as Jesus has got these people and they're gathering in and they're hearing him teach in this different way, these parables, these stories. In Luke chapter 15, it continues on. And today he's not going to talk about a lost sheep or a lost coin. He's going to talk about a lost son. I want to tell you there's many here today that could fit themselves in that category. In fact, I want you to do this for me this morning. Everybody look at me. I want you to check your pulse this morning. Go ahead and check it for me. If you don't have one, we'll get you some help. But if you've got one this morning, if you're with me and you've got a pulse, you are the lost son. You are the lost daughter. And there's a father that is out there and he loves you and he's desperately wanting you to understand how much he loves you and cares for you. And look at me this morning. It doesn't matter what you've done, what you're doing, or what you will do. The grace of Jesus is available for you.
Amen.
He wants to have a relationship with you. You may say, right now, you may be tempted to say, based on your past, based on your present, or things you even know you're going to do in the future, you may say, that may be true for you, preacher, but not for me. I want you to know this morning, don't let the enemy paint that label over you.
Right.
Don't let him lie to you.
Amen.
Don't let yourself lie to you. Don't let what others have said about you and what names they put on you try to take any of this away. There is a grace and mercy that is undescribable that is available for you this morning.
Amen.
And every day of your life, no matter what you're doing. In fact, I want to just go on and paint a picture. It really doesn't matter what you do.
Right.
That's available. Here's what he says when he's got this audience, and if you can picture them just kind of leaning in, I can picture that as he's told these great stories and he's just got the attention. Here's what he says. And he says, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of my property that is coming to me. I want to stop right there. I've got one of the best dads in the world. I think he's number one. But I wanted to tell you, to go to him right now and basically say, I want you to give me my inheritance, whatever's that, I want you to give it to me right now, and I'm going to be done with you. I'm going to run off into the countryside. One, I can't even believe the gall to go and ask a father that. I wouldn't do that to my dad, right? But this is what this son do. He's basically saying, go ahead and speed things up. And if you will, not in a literal sense, but in kind of a way, I want you just to go on and remove yourself from my life. Give me what's mine, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to squander it. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. That's the mindset of this son. And I'll be honest, it's not much different than your and my mindset with the Father, with the grace and mercy. We just say, hey, just give me what's mine. Give me my ticket to heaven, and I'm going to do whatever I want to do. I'm going to go squander it. However I want to do it, I'm going to live my life the way I want to. All right? We do that all the time. And this is what this son did. And he says, but the father says he divided his property between. Let's stop and have prayer for those people on the motorcycle. That was pretty fast on the interstate. All right, so here's what he does. It says he divides the property between them. And he says, not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had, all this he'd been given by the father. He gathers all he had, and he took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. Now listen to this. Here's what Scripture tells us. It doesn't say how long, but it says not many days.
Right.
It didn't take long for the lifestyle that he had, for the mindset that he had, that I'm just going to live life to the fullest. I'm going to spend it all. I'm going to use it all. I'm going to use every relationship that's out there. I'm going to just, everything that I can have, right? The women, the parties, all of this stuff. I'm just going to squander everything that I've had. Here's what Scripture says, not many days. It didn't take him long. He was out there and he'd already spent everything he'd had. He'd already squandered every little bit. And listen to this. It says, when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose. So not only has he now spent everything that he had, spent everything that a gracious father said, you want your inheritance? You want done with me? I'll go on and give it to you. And he sends him on his way. He spends everything he has, and then a severe famine hits.
Amen.
He's in a desperate situation. He's used everything he has. He's burned every relationship he has. He's burned every bridge. Some of you are there. Some of you have been in that spot where you've burned relationship. I praise God that we have a God of second chances.
Amen.
And third chances.
Amen.
And fourth chances.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
All right? And so he comes to that place, and it says that he had spent everything he had. This famine comes, and he said, and he began to be in need. Some of us know what that means, right? To be in a great need.
Right.
And here's what it says. So he went and hired himself out into the fields to feed pigs. He was a citizen of a country who sent him out to feed pigs. And he says, and he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate. And no one gave him anything. This man goes and hires himself out as a servant to somebody. And he says, I'm going to work in your fields. I'm going to do whatever you need. I just need something because I'm without anything. He says, I'll do anything you got for me to do. And the guy says, well, I need you to feed the pigs. Anybody ever fed pigs or seen pigs fed? That's a nasty job. And they'll eat anything. I've seen it. They'll throw anything out there and the pig will eat it. And the guy was so desperate. He was in such need that he looked and he said, boy, if I could just have a piece of that right there.
Right.
I want you to understand the desperation. Some of you may feel desperate this morning. You may feel desperate and say, man, I'm in need. You don't understand. I would be down in the slop too. I want you to know I've been there in my life. Maybe not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense, I've been there where I'm just needy. Maybe didn't even realize it. And he says he longed. It wasn't just a, well, that looks kind of good. I might. But no, it says he longed to have something there. And it says nobody would give him anything. He was hungry. And no one would feed him anything, not even the food that the pigs had. But listen to this. It says, when he came to himself, in other words, he had a moment there in the mud, in the mire, in the muck. And he said, man, what's going on here? I had such a great relationship with my family. I had such a great relationship with the father, and I've squandered everything. I took everything he gave me. I've spent it all. Right now, I'm down in the mud. I'm down in the pig pen. I can't even eat any of this. He had to come to himself moment. Listen to me. I believe this on the authority of Scripture this morning, that some of us this morning need to have that moment where we come to ourselves. We come to our senses and say, enough's enough.
Amen.
Maybe that's for you this morning. He says he came to himself. And listen to what he says about the love of the Father. He's already remembering how great a father he had as he left him. He said, how many of my father's hired servants, in other words, what I'm doing for this man, but my father's hired servants have more than enough bread. but I perish here with hunger. He's saying, man, I'm thinking back to how good it was. Right. Not even in my relationship as a son, but I remember his servants. I remember them having enough bread. Man, it wasn't just bread. They had enough bread. They had the to-go boxes they were able to take. I mean, what am I doing here? I'm going to die if I stay here. I imagine the son in this situation had to be thinking, man, what can I do? I imagine going through the scenarios. I could find another guy to work for. I could move to another country. I could run even further from the Father. But it says he came to himself, all of this continuing in his mind. And he says this, when he thinks about these servants who has more than enough bread to eat, listen to what he says. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you. I want you to know and just stop. A good friend of mine and Stephen and Brantley and Jesse. And by the way, Jesse's at the beach this week leading a youth retreat. Misses you guys, wants to be here this week. Continue to pray for him. All of these guys, we've got a mutual friend. And he said, you know, tell me about this. Is that not the best repentant speech that you've ever heard in your life? I mean, a man that's come to the end of himself and said, I'm going to die if I stay right here. And I want to eat pig slop. I want to get in the pig slop and eat with them. And I can't. I can't even do that. He says, I come to myself and I say, man, if I just go to my father and say, Father, I've sinned against you. I mean, I've done all these things. Can I just be one of your servants? Don't even look at me as your son. Don't even cast your eye on me as your son. But I just want to be your servant humbly. That's got to be one of the best repentant speeches of all time.
Amen.
Somebody that's come to it and said, man, I got nothing left. I'm just going to come to him and say, Father, would you just help me? I want to just keep that in your mind. One of the best repentant speeches of all time. He says, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And here's what he said. He arose. In other words, out of the pig pen, he arose out of the mud and the muck. And he came to his father. But listen to this. You know the story, but I want you just to hear it with fresh ears this morning. It says, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion.
Amen.
I want you to know what the word compassion means. The word compassion means to suffer with. The father looked at him, and he didn't look at him as a hired servant. Now, listen, we know the rest of the story, like Paul Harvey used to say, but the son didn't know that. The son looks off and sees the father at a distance, and I can imagine the son being in a situation. By the way, my dad's a great dad, but I remember rehearsing some of them stories I was going to tell him and try to get out of trouble before. Right? I remember rehearsing. What am I going to say? How's he going to take this? How's he going to handle it? All of these things, and I can imagine the son off in the distance replaying that speech over and over. So, Father, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Would you treat me as a servant? Father, I'm no longer worthy to be your son. Would you treat me as your servant? Over and over. And how's he going to respond? And how's he going to love him? And he sees him running. And I want you to know, the son probably had a minute like, oh, this is going to be bad. The dad's running to me. He knows I've blown everything he gave me. In other words, half of his money, because the other son is there with the other half. I've blown half of everything he's got, and he's running to me. He's going to beat me. He's going to be mad at me. He's going to cuss me. He's going to whip me. All of these things. But listen, the father's on the other side of the story, and he says he sees him a long way off, and he has compassion. He suffers with him. He puts himself in the son's place and says, man, I can imagine what he's feeling right now. I can imagine the hurt. I can imagine the pain. I can imagine the physical torment that he's been through. I can imagine all these things, and it says that he had compassion. And listen to this. I want you to know the love of the Father this morning. He didn't walk to him. What did he do?
Run.
He ran to him. He run. That was what he did. I want you to know, I believe he was booking it.
Right.
I believe he was in an all-out sprint.
Right.
I believe he was running to his son. And it says he had compassion. He suffered with him. He said he embraced him. And he kissed him. Some scripture translation said he kissed him much. Kissed him all over. I want you to know, listen to this morning. Put yourself in the son situation. I said we are all the sons and daughters. Put yourself in that situation and understand that everything you've done, you've given away your inheritance. You've been in the mud and the mire. You've done all these things and squandered and lived a sinful living. And it says he ran to him, he hugged him, and he kissed him. He had compassion, and he suffered much. Listen to this. And it says the son said to him, remember this great speech, this greatest repentant speech we could see. He says, and the son said to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Stephen, you remember that in that message that you and I watched. He said it just over and over, repeating that in his mind. But here's what he says. The father didn't even respond to that. Here's what it says. But the father said to his servants, bring quickly the best robe. Put it on him. Find me a ring and put it on his hand.
Amen. Amen.
Put shoes on his feet. Let us eat and celebrate. I want to just stop you right there this morning. And you right now may be saying, Keith, that's good for you because you're out here, you're serving, you're a preacher, all this stuff that you can feel, all the enemy can tell you. Listen to me, I'm no different than you. I'm a sinner just like you. I want you to put yourself in this situation and understand that right now on the authority of Scripture, here's what God's Word says. It says that no matter what you've done, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you will do, when you have this moment where you come to your senses, humble yourself and say, I'm going to the Father. He's going to run to greet you. He's going to put on a robe. He's going to say, put a ring on her finger. Give me some shoes on her feet and let's celebrate. Let's party.
Yep. Amen.
That's the love of the Father this morning. Listen to me. What the enemy will tell you right now is that may be good for somebody else, but not for me. He doesn't know what I've done. Listen to me. It doesn't matter what you've done. That's the love that's available.
Amen.
And the grace and the mercy.
Amen.
Through the Father, through Jesus Christ, the Son. Gets better. Anybody like a good barbecue?
Yeah.
Man. Said, bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He is lost and now he's found. And they began to celebrate. They began to have a party. Man, there was another son, though. His older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. Remember, there was going to be a party, a celebration. He called one of the servants and asked him what these things meant. And he said to him, your brother has come. Your father has killed a fattened calf, and because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go
in. Amen.
His father came out and entreated him. But he answered the father, look, these many years I've served you. I never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat. You see, the anger and the hate.
Jealousy.
That I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came who devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him. And he said to him, listen to this. Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad. For this your brother was dead, and he is alive. He was lost, and he is found. I want to share with you just a couple of things in closing this morning. He tells him, he said, son, you've always had me.
Amen.
All right, what's mine is yours. He said, there's no reason to be angry. Everything I got, everything I'm celebrating with this brother of yours is yours too. What's mine is yours. That's a great thing to think about.
Amen.
But then also, I want to take you to a scripture, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. It says this, for by grace you have been saved. Through faith, not by yourselves. It is a gift of God,
right.
Not of works. Listen to me. The Father's love was of no condition to what the Son had done. That meant nothing.
Right. Amen.
Meant nothing. I want to tell you just as surely as this. If the Son had taken that money and taken and went, built the biggest mega church he could find, taken care of people, done all these things, it wouldn't have changed the Father's love one bit.
That's
he still
right.
loved him just the same.
That's right.
Because that's grace, that's mercy, it's unmerited favor, something we don't deserve.
Right.
And we get. And it's free. And then listen to this. I just want to tell you this. For those this morning, I believe this speaks to two kind of people. One that know this kind of relationship. Say, man, I've been there. I've had the robe put on me. I've had the ring put on my finger. I've had the shoes put on my feet. I've had the fattened calf slain, and I've celebrated. And I know the goodness of this grace and mercy. Good for you. I want you to know this this morning. No matter how much you decide to run in the future,
right.
No matter if you divorce your parents, your father, no matter if you change your name, no matter if you run to the West Coast, there is nowhere you can go that you will stop being his son or his daughter.
That's
amen?
Right. That's right.
You're his.
Amen.
So embrace that. Live in that. You say, man, why would you serve? Why would you ever do anything good if it doesn't matter? I want to tell you, a love that good that doesn't require me to do anything, that's why I would serve.
Right.
Because that's a good love.
Yep.
But some of you here this morning need to introduce yourself to the first time for the Father and come to that moment yourself, maybe down in the slop, and say, I need to come to my senses. I need to go to Him. I promise you this on the authority of Scripture this morning. Everybody look this way. I promise you this morning. If you start that and say, I'm going to humble myself and come to Him, He's not going to greet you being mad. He's not going to greet you with the whip. He's not going to greet you being cussing and saying, look at what all you've done. He's going to celebrate and say, my son, my daughter, they're home. I promise you that. Trust me. Give him your life this morning. This morning, if you say, man, I don't know that I necessarily believe that, just trust me. Try.
Right. Amen.
Just try it. Come to yourself and say, God, I'm at the end of myself. I'm going to come to you. I promise you, He'll greet you in that same way. Amen. With love, tenderness, and mercy and grace, and say, my son, my daughter, I'm so glad to see you. Doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter what you've done today before you got here. That grace is available. Amen?
Amen.
I just want to pray. This morning, would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me for just a second? If you're here this morning, I just want to ask you with courage to do this. I'm not going to point you out. I didn't plan to do this. I hardly ever do this. If you're here every week, you know I don't. This morning, if you would say, man, I need to know that love for the first time. I need to meet Him for the first time. Would you just maybe lift your hand, raise your hand, look at me? Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Amen. Others? Awesome. Come talk to me. I'd love to pray with you. We can take care of that today. If you're here this morning, you say, man, I know Him. I've been there with Him. But I'm still like that son. I'm still running off a great distance. I'm still running away, and I want to be back. Would you just maybe lift your hand just so I can know who to pray for? I'm just going to pray God's blessing over you. Amen. I see that hand. Anybody else? Anybody else? Awesome. I want to pray God's blessing over you. If you want to meet Him for the first time today, you come and talk to me. We'll take care of that today. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You for this day that You've given us. We're thankful that, Father, there is nothing we can do if we know You. We can run and try to hide. Your word tells us no matter where we go, to the heights or depths, You're there. You've gone before us, in fact. You've drawn us in, hemmed us in. Father, in all these things, we thank You for Your grace and mercy. We thank You that when we, too, found ourselves in this son's position, that is us. We are the lost son. We are the lost daughter. And Father, when we find ourselves in that spot to be able to, Father, just maybe even in our mind rehearse how we got to confront You, and Father, maybe walking up and feeling that same thing of like, man, I can't go before Him after all I've done. Father, to know that You're that same God that comes and greets us, and it says that You ran and had compassion and kissed us much. Father, that's our story. Father, that's the grace. That's why we're here. That's what You're building out here, is based on a love that's like that, based on a love that human terms can't explain. Every relationship we got to do things for. No matter how much we love somebody, there's just things that we have to perform or do. Not for You, God. The enemy conditions us to think that way. It's nothing we can do on our own good works. It's through faith in Your work alone, Father. Faith in the work on the cross of Jesus Christ, that You sent Your Son to die a death we couldn't die. Father, we love You. We thank You for grace and mercy. I pray that people meet You today for the first time. I pray that people maybe that have felt abused or abandoned, or Father, feel like You don't love them anymore, that You've got that same kind of compassion and love for them. No matter what they've done, are doing, or will do, Father, You would run and greet them in just a heartbeat, just at the word Father. I pray they'll call on You today if that's the case. Father, I love You. I thank You for these people. They teach me so much about You. And Father, just teach me about community. I love them and I'm grateful for them. God bless us, keep us, watch us. Father, I pray that You would just speak to hearts. We need to meet You today. Help us to take that courage to do that. Father, we love You. We thank You. We pray and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.